In a controversial move to stem homelessness on New York City streets, Mayor Eric Adams announced last week that officials will now forcibly hospitalize homeless people who are in psychiatric crisis. Many are criticizing the policy, including a longtime paramedic who recently wrote in the New York Times that it shifts more responsibility for what he calls a systemic crisis to an overworked medical corps burned out from years of low pay and the strain of the pandemic. Anthony Almajara is a lieutenant paramedic with the New York City Fire Department Bureau of Emergency Medical Services. He's also vice president of the EMS Officers Union. We spoke earlier today. And a note, our conversation over the next 9 minutes or so includes a graphic description of suicide. We felt like this was important to air, but we did want to warn you. I started by asking Anthony Almajara about what he's seeing on the ground in New York City in terms of homelessness right now.
What I'm seeing now is more homeless people than I've seen at any point in my career. And the homeless people I'm seeing also seem to be recently homeless or recently disengaged from society. The patients I'm picking up or I'm treating tell me that this has only been going on for a year or 2 years, and they've been bouncing around shelter systems, and they've just lost their health care, lost their jobs, and have spiraled into this homelessness that they're experiencing. Some are in drugs, some are not. Some are drinking alcohol, some are not. And there's a wide range of medical issues with them as far as mental medical issues, where some of them are schizophrenic, some of them are not. Some of them are just regular people who are just down on their luck. It's mushroomed.
You do a lot. I'm just very much in awe of what you see every day and what you do.
Yeah, the EMTs and medics, we work incredibly hard, and we just need some support, you know? It's hard, you know, with the turnover. That leads to tremendous burnout because you come to work and, you know, nobody's staying. It feels like you're on a sinking ship. And it doesn't deserve this. EMS people deserve to be treated like human beings in the streets. The people who are treating the people who, like, deserve the same respect and more, you know. We're paid $35,000 less than cops and firefighters. We experience all the same dangers. Recently, I just had a captain that was stabbed in the street by a mentally ill person, allegedly mentally ill person. It's just everything's at a breaking point, and people want to just go back to, you know, shoving this aside. And I don't get that, because the overwhelming majority of people in this country are one paycheck away from that patient. They're one episode of depression away from that patient that I'm picking up in the street. And I know that because I was homeless for 2 years. I never thought I'd be homeless. And I had suicidal ideations. I never thought I would be suicidal, but I was. So if I'm that, these people can be that. So we're all in this together.
How did you come back from that? How did you move on when the feelings that you were having were so profound?
It was tough. I had gone through the whole machinations in my mind of how to commit suicide. And what I don't know if people understand that, I've never gone down that road, is you start to plan that, and once you come up with a game plan, you want to start to execute it. You've shut off the emotional aspect of trying to feel love, because that's the thing that's going to break through to pull you out of that. But you're in this loop of sadness, depression, negativity. I mean, I sat in the tub and I pulled the knife out and I was going to slit my wrist. Mm. And what happened was I had a moment, a split second, where I remembered that there's still people in this world that love me. And I would be violating that trust if I didn't at least reach out to them first to say, hey, I'm in crisis here. Just like those patients, right? They reach out to EMS. And they have to be able to trust me to say, okay, I'm going to do what's best for you. I needed to trust the people in my life that love me to say, hey, we can help you. We can put our arms around you. And that pulled me out. But I was sitting in the bathtub. I had the knife on the lip of the bathtub, and I was ready. I had enough. And
thank you for sharing that, Anthony. That must be
You're welcome.
Just incredibly hard to relive. I wonder if you think about that when you encounter people on the streets who might be, as the mayor just puts a label on them, as being in psychiatric crisis? Do you think about you in the tub?
All the time. There's very few moments where I don't relate to these patients in some way. And that's a lot of EMS personnel, whether they had suicidal ideations or not. And that we can see where these people are coming from. We could see the dysfunction because we have it in our lives. Well, several members have committed suicide since March of 2020. We have people who have gone homeless in EMS.
But Anthony, if you do find someone in that situation, really the mayor's plan to put them into hospital, wouldn't that save their life? Wouldn't that be a good thing if somebody had come to you in that moment, if you didn't have the split second thought of who could help me through this? You're that person. Wouldn't it be better to take them to a hospital?
Yes, and I agree that people should be treated. But what would happen is if they took me to the hospital and they said, okay, after 72 hours, we can't keep you here. And then it's up to me to follow up someplace or, you know, and I have resources to do that. But a homeless person, they're going to follow with a therapist. They're going to go take their medications. How are they going to pay for that? How are they going to get that done? They're going to go back to the streets. Love pulled me out, but I still had security in my life as far as a job and a place to live. Imagine if I didn't have those things and I go to the hospital and I'm shuffled back out to the street. You'd be even more hopeless.
So what's the solution?
We have to acknowledge that this is happening, that this country's healthcare system is broken. Somebody in a position of power has to say that and acknowledge that we need people to come in and really work together with investment to fix this. You can't acknowledge a problem if nobody ever tells you, if everybody's saying that, oh, well, we just need to put this Band-Aid on it. That's Mayor Adams is saying, hey, there's a Band-Aid fix here. No. This needs a surgical procedure. We need to cut out the things that don't work, sew it back up, and rebuild it. And so that is investment. That is linear care for the people in crisis so that they have support the entire way until they'll be able to stand on their own feet. Whether that's group therapy, individual therapy, medication, a visiting nurse, all that has to be put into a game plan and provided. In this country, we are sorely lacking any of that, not only with mental health care, but regular health care. For 20 years, I've been going to people's homes and they tell me, I don't have insurance. When I say, how come you didn't call 6 months ago when you were having a chest pain or having a psychiatric episode? I don't have insurance. I don't have support. I don't have this.
Is that what you mean by the systemic crisis?
Yes. And listen, I like the mayor. I think he means well. It's not, I think he's trying to react to a problem. But we don't need reaction. We need sustained action.
Anthony Almagera is a lieutenant paramedic in New York City. He's also the vice president of the EMS Officers Union and author of Riding the Lightning, A Year in the Life of a New York City Paramedic. We spoke today about Mayor Eric Adams' controversial plan to involuntarily hospitalize people as a way to combat homelessness. If you or someone you know is in crisis and need to talk to someone, you can call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.